Coast Radio News for Monday, July 13, 2020. I'm George Henry. A change in the way numbers were calculated was the reason for a record number of coronavirus cases on Saturday. The Oregon Health Authority says the change to a new reporting system is the reason for the record number. When the switch was made Friday, it did not include over 40 cases from Thursday that were left off. Those cases were added to Saturday's number, bringing Saturday's total to 409 cases. Yesterday, the case number continued in the triple digits with another 332 cases for a total of 12,170. 23 new Lane County cases were reported in the past 2 days as well, making a total of 284 cases countywide. County's still about the 1% rate versus number of tests administered. About 28,000 tests have been done to date. There are currently two people hospitalized with the virus in Lane County. Around the state, there are also two more deaths reported, one in Maller County and one in Washington County, an 86-year-old woman and a 93-year-old woman, respectively. There is no city council meeting this evening, but there is a planning commission meeting tomorrow that is expected to get a lot of attention. A planned unit development for land near 35th and Rhododendron, which, if approved, will contain 31 single-family detached residences, 49 single-family attached residences, and 46 multifamily units. Coast Radio News has received several calls about the development from nearby residents that are concerned about traffic and the type of dwellings planned for the area. One resident, Steve Williams, said he was concerned in part that the development will change the look of the area as well as provide a traffic issue. The Planning Commission will meet virtually at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. The hearing on the development is a preliminary hearing. COVID-19 has apparently not stopped the influx of visitors to the coast of Florence. Highway 101 over the weekend was lined with traffic, and the addition of opening weekend for halibut also brought out the boats to the port launch. Port manager David Huntington also said that the campground is at capacity. The port is currently constructing 15 new campsites with full amenities, but they are not yet ready for occupancy. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, July 13th, 2020.